All right, I just closed out the recording for Cohen Meander. Cool name, gotta give you that, man. I am kind of a meandering sort. Not saying that my personal journey. Oh, I don't want it to. This is, I feel like I've gotten interesting insights from the Lord, and I'm going to record them, if only for posterity. You know, if they can come, they can say, boy, my grandfather, my great-grandfather was a real whacked out. And that's, you know, I don't put stuff out there with the intent that that's how people are supposed to look at it. But if they do, you know, that's okay. It's all right. I'm really happy with what many of my kids are up to. And I think they're all in good situations. And pressing forward. I'm really happy about that. Just heard from Sam. He went up to Minnesota to visit his brother. He didn't want to stay down here in New Mexico, which I understand completely. And he got some help from veteran services up there. I think there are services mostly for guys who had gotten into bad habits after their time as veterans. Both Sam and Caleb qualify as veterans. Of course, Joshua will too. When that moment arrives, right now, you know, he's still an active military member, it's going well for him, I think. I think it's going well for him. And the service he's taking advantage of is helping him find a place to stay. You see, I think he's got kind of a temporary place to stay now. And helping him get work, which I think is really good for him. It's a really good thing. And Lisa still wanted to, and frankly, I do too, to be able to give this Bob vehicle, the old Jeep, to be able to sell that to him, you know, for nothing really, you know, just something to say, yeah, I bought it for my parents, so he doesn't feel like he's taking care of it, because he's not, you know. This is, I would be practically giving it away to anybody once I secured something better to work with. Right now, I got some good help from a friend to work on the little, on my other vehicle. Sandy, which did such a good job for all the years that I was doing the heavy commuting, because I still have to travel to work right now, but I don't really know how much longer I'm going to be doing this. It really is kind of a, you know, don't get too weird about it, circumstance. For the pay I'm getting right now, I'm going to go ahead and try to see this thing through. But regardless, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what I have, for what I've been given. And I'm grateful for the blessings that have come to my kids. You know, some of them have walked away from the faith, and that really saddens me. My faith in Jesus Christ and my devotion to, I don't know so much devotion, but my association with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has brought me innumerable blessings. I really need to work on joy, but I think I've got all of the requisite materials. I'm just not recognizing how joyous I should probably be, which is sad. It is so sad. Anyway, I'm grateful for everything I have. Lisa and I were grumbling a bit. And somebody was talking about the problem with murmuring, and it's like, you know what? I think probably the brethren are right. Oh, probably right. Yes, they're absolutely right. Or at least I should take it as, never mind, you're murmuring. You go quit murmuring. It says, just be grateful for what you have, grateful for what you've been given. I said, you know, I've got a bad habit of delusions, like of grandeur, you know. So I need to work on that and just find more joy in what I'm able to do, you know, write and things like that. So I'm not really sure I want to go back to. What do I want to say? It's probably just have fun with fiction. And when people say, oh, Jason Emma, oh, he's so much fun, and you go, yeah, I'm just this interesting fella, and I don't tell anybody to follow my example or want to be like me, but I'll tell you some things that I've figured out, and that, an association with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a good thing. You know, people can say, oh, well, I don't believe that Book of Mormon because of this or this or this or this and that. And you go, you know what? It says, I don't care. It says, you know, personally, it says, do I believe that the Book of Mormon is written by prophets of ancient America to help us, that they saw our day? And you go, yes, you know what? I do believe that. I've had spiritual experiences. I've had God move in my life in ways that I don't, that I can't just write off to happy coincidence or luck. Just, I've really been led on occasion. And that's a blessing. And I've gotten to the point to where I pray for God's help in almost everything. And, you know, when I go out job hunting, which I often do, just because I've got issues that way. I don't know if I'm looking for some kind of perfection. I don't know. I've only got 4 years left. To be honest, I've got a job. It's not too far away from home. I mostly work for myself out here in the boonies. People are happy for the efforts I make to do good in my calling. And I'm grateful for that. And you know, to be honest, I like my free time. You know, I don't have big church callings. I'm grateful to the men that do it. And I think the biggest way we can be grateful to the people who sacrifice for the responsibilities they have in the church. We do good by listening. But they're trying to buoy us up and keep us going and trying to help us to help us do good things. I need to, you know, I think I need, I've been doing an interesting thing on Facebook. I it's cheesy and it's kind of silly, but I don't know if it's authentically women who are wanting to find love, or if they're wanting to sell their bodies. There's all kinds of things, and it's predominantly women that do it, trying to figure things out. I think I need to make my, or I need to do a web page that really talks about me and what I'm doing, and you know, to spread the gospel. So yeah, my bulletin board system is really just kind of, you know, not terribly interesting, the public face of it. And most of the things that a BBS does aren't really that necessary anymore. I can go ahead and pull back and make everything more of, you know, your Gopher server. Go and use the Gopher server. That's fun. And there are some people that kind of look at it that way and find that interesting. I think I'd really like to get I want to go back to starting to use Caddy again. And that way I can have a web presence out there, and it's a good web presence, and it makes things work well. I'm kind of an old-timer sort, and you know, I don't know. I don't really see the need to just reinvent the wheel for fun. That's not really my thing. I don't know. Always wanted to keep my I don't know. Yeah. Just to be honest, I played around with using a MUD, and that was kind of like, well, that's okay. I did my PHP server for the Exalt website. I need to point that more toward the church. Go ahead and always keep up my other stuff. And just do my last 4 years here. As long as this contract goes. And then I can let it go. This has been, at least was thinking again about going on another trip. And it's like, yeah. She goes, well, you need to build up some time off. And certainly there's always a need to build up a little bit of money to be able to do it, not to go too far overboard. And I've looked at steaming across from New York City over to England and having that experience Lisa's afraid of boats. She doesn't want to drown. And I get that. Anyway, so I'm interested in that possibility coming up. So I don't know. This is I always have to be careful because I've got a bad tendency to overthink. I think the Lord's going to just, I bet the Lord just sits there and goes, you know what, have you finally got Nero to calm down a little bit? He sure is acting weird. Can he go, yeah, true father. I am acting really weird. And anyway, so. Yeah. I think I want to go back to running a website. Although, it might be fun to do it with Perl because that kind of works better in my world to run kind of a Perl website as opposed to a PHP one. Although PHP is kind of like blah, 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 blah. Like Perl because I just soon have that stuff all built in and working. It is a programming language for Pete's sake. Although, to be honest, it's a little tricky. And I came up with a really elegant way to do my website for I don't know what I'm saying. I apologize, God. All these recordings are so difficult to listen to. The only good thing is that now I've made it so that when I stop talking and I start thinking, it's not recording anymore. So you're not having to sit there going, is he ever going to come back? Is it ever going to come? And you go, well, it won't record that. So I'm glad I fixed that. So these little recordings are going to be a little bit less. And what I fart around with, whoa, I'm barely making it to my turn. Sometimes it's hard to see some of these turns. I've got to really, and I have to keep reminding myself of this. I really have the closest thing to a really job that suits me really well. And certainly pays fantastically, so I can't complain about that. I don't have much in the way of time off from it, but I'm doing much better. And it's kind of solo work, but with kind of a support team behind me, it's wonderful. Good people, nice folks all the way around, and I'm grateful for that. And Lisa's been telling me this for a long time. So it's just relax, take it easy, Nemro. Just take it easy. You're all right. Got good circumstances. I'm very blessed. Very blessed. And if there's any other thing to say to anybody about my circumstances, is how blessed I am. So, grateful for everything that I have. Very grateful. That must suck like me. Okay, I don't have anything else to talk about. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye.